Okay.
Okay, we're good to go.
Yep.
Okay, so the topic is employing ism versus employing goyim. Now, people, there's many aspects to this. There's the main aspect is shopping by yidden by goyim. There's been much discussion lately in Manchester about do you shop by yidden, shop by goyim. There's employing workers, yidden and goyim. Could employ yid, could employ a goy. And then you've got someone working in your house, which is the topic I want to discuss tonight. You want to get around the electrician, plumber, gas, flooring, kitchen, painting, whatever you need doing in the house. Two options, the yid, the goy. Is there any reason to get dafka the yid? Is there any reason to get dafka the goy? The reason to get dafka the goy, I shouldn't be saying this, but everyone knows, it's very likely to be cheaper. I actually had a story myself where I needed a certain job done, which I can't disclose, otherwise you'll work out who we're talking about. And I asked him for a quote. So I texted the guy, can you give me a quote? It was a couple of months ago this. And he said, yeah, no problem, I'm going to send my goy around. He does the job for me. He'll look at the job, he'll tell me the job, and I'll send you the quote by text. Beautiful. So he sent the goy around, the goy had the look. A couple of hours later, he sends me the text with a quote. The quote, I just checked today, I still got the text message. He said, I think it was 895 for labor and 500 for parts plus VAT, which I worked out in Dutch, about £1,500. Okay, so I was thinking, yeah, no. Then someone mentioned to me, he has a number for goy. I thought, you know, we'll try two different people. Get a quote for goy as well. So I called the goy, I texted the goy, come around, give me a quote, sure, no problem. But yeah, yo, doorbell rings.
550.
Sorry?
550.
They opened the door, and guess who's there? The same goy, our friend.
Okay.
So first I got a problem with Chilul Hashem, I didn't want to make as if... I said to him, look, I would never normally call you. You work for the Yid and I'm dealing with him. But someone gave me your number and I didn't know it was you. And I thought to get an independent quote. I would never take you if you're working for him. He said, no, he works for himself as well. But I said, still I wouldn't do it, but I have partial mistake. Look, here, give me a quote. Comes in. Again, the Yid's quote was just over 1,500. That means, again, labor was 900 and the parts was 500-600. He looks at the job and he said to me, how much did the Yid want? So I ain't telling you that. But whatever, it was very cheap. It was very cheap. I don't realize how much money he's making off his back. So he goes to me, I can do it for you, I don't really have time. I can squash me, but I'm going to have to rip you off. So the fine, what do you call a rip off? £400.
Including everything.
With materials, labour. And this was the guy who was going to do it for the Yid. Yeah? The Yid was going to send him. So it's a different guy, a shvacha job. He was the guy.
He mentioned the first time as well.
Can we have his number, please?
Yeah. I take 10%. Do you know
what? I love it.
Do you know what? £800, I'll give you the number. So it's very hard to say, you know, someone told me he has a story.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I took the guy for sure. Now, are you allowed to? Someone told me he has a similar story.
Yes. What's the
shirt? There's no Charlotte.
What's the shirt?
What's the shame? So firstly, is there Indian to take yid? Is there chiv? Is there mitzvah? Is there Indian? So if you have two people, yid or goy, same price, then for sure you've got a mitzvah. If it's slightly more, so if it's exactly the same price for sure. If it's more money, small amount, he's £200, he's £205. So it's money, Oman Mukhiv is bad money. So this is a big machlokes already, you know, everyone who says yes. But here, the Chofetz Chaim and many other Poiskim, who we normally go and say for sure, if it's a small amount, up to 10%, they say for sure, because like the boy, other mitzvahs, you should take the yid. If it's much more, so if it's much more, the Harishan will say yes.
What?
But Lamaisa, many argue and say that for sure you're not mukhiv to spend so much more money. Here we're talking about the increase between 1,600 something to 400, was a big jump. Even for me, was a big difference. So, yeah. Again, the Harishan will, yeah. Partially not Mukhiv. Sometimes he had a similar story, he wanted a tree taken down and a yid, and he mentioned to his friend that he's got a quote for goy. The goy gave him a quote for £700. So the yid said to him, you know, I just started a new company and I do as well. So how much do you charge? He said, look, I can't compete, I'm 800. So he wasn't sure, yeah, no, look, mitzvah, have another yid, I'll take you. And the next morning, who rolls up? The goy. The yid just. So now, is that wrong? Is that well, how do you look at the whole, look at the picture? Now firstly, the yid in the case of the tree, even in my case as well, Be'etzem, a yid, the goy, let's say, charges a ridiculous cheap amount, he has no way in, how is he going to catch you? The Yid knows where to put the signs and the shul and the handle, whatever he puts. He knows how to do it. That's number one. So he is charging Kitaka. There is work involved. Number two, even more important, is the Achrayis. Something goes wrong, you chop the tree down, lands on your neighbor's car. So if it's the guy, you know how it works. If you try the number, a minute later, the number's been disconnected. So we're like a cheap guy. Whereas a Yid, hopefully, you take him to base, and in worst case, you have a discussion, tell him who's, he's a Achrayis.
The guy will fix the car himself.
Yeah, there are times you might have the problem. But then the Kutuz Achrayis, the marshal, with this first guy, my
Yid. The garage owner.
Sorry?
His brother's the guy who's
in my work. So the story with me, that Yid, Grad, I had a different job with this guy, with this Yid. And before I knew the guidance number, I took him. And something went wrong and he came back to my house. And I was maybe half an hour to Shabbos. And I said to him, you know, you may want to go home and, you know, your Shabbos. Like, I have Shabbos. So I'm here, but I can't leave you like this. And the job was half done. So you see, there's an element of a chrayas that Yid takes. As we know, usually Yid more than Goyim. Yeah, I'm talking about the cloud. That's the way, hopefully.
Bad,
the,
yeah, I'm losing money. If I do it again for you, you're going to turn like I've got that.
Oh, so now, you get that as well, but the guy says, you know, and the problem is that we're the nasty people. Because if it was a girl, you say, too bad, you know, you don't care. But the youth, you don't have the heart to do it then. So the problem you're in is like because you're such a nice guy, and you don't feel like saying to you, do it again, you messed up, do it again. Whereas a girl, you feel easier to do it. So there is much. It really brings back to the fish island. Just always said, I'll take a goy. If he's cheaper, once I take a goy, he's not cheaper, he's much more comfortable. Because the goy, I tell him, do the job, who cares? It's Sunday, it's 9 o'clock at night, I need the job done. And yet, you won't have the heart to do that. So again, you've got a reason to take the goy. It's much more convenient for you. It's not a financial gain, but you have the reason that you've got victorich here. So there as well, you can, it's like anytime you got tzorich. Tov avod. This is a great challenge. Someone had the shiloh, he worked for a company. He says in the morning. He worked for a company and they made company barbecues and the guy couldn't come because he was Jewish and they were not. So the meat wasn't kosher. So he couldn't come. Anyway, went on a couple of years, every time he's a barbecue. And the boss knew, okay, he can't come. Comes one day, says, you know, make a barbecue, I've got all the stuff. I bought kosher, sausages, great. Disposable barbecues, no shallot at all. Brilliant. What was the problem? The date was dalad off. You know what I mean? So he went to the Rav. And the Rav said to him, the Davavad, like we're saying now, is not Davkin money. It could be here, the Davavad is the relationship, he's going to not be very excited. He caters for you and he's still making problems. You crazy Jewish guy, so you're making friction. And if you've got a Davavad situation, you have to save the matzav of it in, because your business, your job, everything relies on this. Therefore, he told him, don't grant to make a sim as well. He said he couldn't do too much nice, make some sort of sim. But he said you're allowed to go. Because the Dov Avot. So here as well, you know you're not losing money by taking the goy is not necessarily cheaper than the Yid, but it's more convenient for you because you could slack him around more, which I don't think you should, but that's what you're doing. So then as well, you've got a substantial reason to take the goy over the Yid, be okay. Again, you take the Yid, the best. You know, there's a brachas and mitzvahs and skavaldik. But you're mechuyev too, you can't say mechuyev when it's much bigger gain by taking the goy. The problem is, when you take a goy into your house, you enter a whole realm of shilas. Many, many shilas, many problems. First thing is, we said, the goy, who knows what he's going to do. I actually had the goy fixing, I had a problem with the roof, and he told me he fixed it. Now, I had no way of knowing what he did or didn't. So people always ask, is he a dentist? Is he a good dentist? How are you meant to know? You can't, so he fixed the roof. So I wasn't sure my kid had a drone with a camera, and I was thinking, flying up there, starts taking photos. But how are you meant to know what the guy has done? And I waited, it took a couple of weeks, it started raining, and I found out very clearly exactly what happened. He took the money and off he went. So hopefully a Yid wouldn't be doing that. So the mile of taking Yid is number one, you stand to gain. Hopefully the job is done. Yeah. My parents had a leak in their house, they got a new shower, they had a leak. And they pulled up the whole floor and they found the two of the pipes, the goy poem didn't quite meet. So he took some black bags, round and round and round, sellotaped them. And that's what, so hopefully by a Yid you're not going to get these stories. So that's the element of gain by taking it. The other nikkudas as well. First thing is yichud. You've got a problem, you have a goy in your house, and you're out. So your wife's home, your daughter's home. You run into shayas of yichud. Now, there's two problems.
Problem with the yid as well.
Oh, that's the same problem with the yid. There's two problems the goy has worse than the yid. Both of them we're going to see malamin again. This one is, Shachar tells us, be'etzem, a goy is chashad al-mitzicha. And therefore it's yichud, even a man with a man, he's not really going to do to you. That's why by a haircut, Shulchan Aruch says, you should have a mirror so you can see, he's got a knife in his hand, he's behind you. So first you can say that nowadays, they're scared of the law, so that's taken care of. The other problem is that a goy worried for manas, worried that they may come, and if there's a woman there, he may force her. By a yid, the yid's never chashdan on oinus, never worried by a yid being manas forcing another person. But a goy can force a woman to do what he wants, so there's the problem for oinus. So some Muslims say that nowadays they're getting down the problem because we have a court system and a law system, so they're going to be scared, they can get in trouble. Chaznish points out that it may not be true. Says Chaznish, we all know how it works when you go to court and you have to go through the whole story and explain and talk. And he says an old Yitcha woman may not feel comfortable in court going through the whole story and saying all the details that happened to her. That was the Chaznish says the whole hat is he's scared of the law, but he knows he's fine. This Jewish woman's not going to do anything to him, not going to press charges. Besides, she won't embarrass herself, she won't go to court, she won't speak the story out. Says Chaznish, you may not have this hetter. So this hetter, you rely that a goy today is no worse than a yid. Klapi yichas, he's not going to force you. It may not be so clear. You may have the problem still. Okay. But if you're not chosh for that, fine, you rely on Baal HaBeir, which may work even for Oynos, which applies to a yid too. You may not have a problem with yichud, but if you are chosh, that'll be a problem with yichud. But it could be a yid that's just as bad. But you should know, it's good to know even if you have a yid in your house. Problem with yichud. Okay, the next challenge is you leave meat in the house with us in the morning. Leave your meat there, everyone knows every rob gets loads of showers every Friday afternoon. The goats are home and the wife's out. And the chalum, chicken soup, cool, not a problem, but the meat, liver, whatever you've got out for showers, you've got the goat in the house. Bad some of these things are a problem. If you have a goat at home, you've got bosses, she's out of the line, bad some would be also to eat. So I'll be there, Terim. Many Terim. First answer is, it's Vinichas. People are in and out, as long as you're in and out, you spoke about it in the morning. You're in and out, it's okay. The problem is, if he knows the husband's gone to work, the wife's gone to work, or the husband's gone out, whatever, the wife, he knows the goyim is the program somewhat. You're leaving the worker at home, we're talking about a worker here, any worker, cleaner, electrician, they know you've gone out. Like we said, there was someone asked me, he had movers, he had builders in his house, and he was moving in, so he told them, I'm going out, here's the key, and he left. So there, the builder knows, that's it. We're good to go, and he has in the freezer meat. He was worried about the meat in the freezer. So even with the Aterim, that's another mile away, you may gain having a yid, at least a Hamish yid.
Why, frozen meat? Is it just cooked?
Even frozen meat. Any meat.
What are you going to do with the meat?
You may take it, but trade for
them. Why should you want to do it?
So the main letter that we said that in the morning was, he's not Nenna Bachalipin. There has to be some sort of gain for the goy. So usually you have this letter. Yeah,
no,
usually
you exchange it. Oh, you mean
there's
not as hungry and then
it'll
go back to
the
house?
Yeah, exchange is not.
Cook it first, eat it, then we get a frozen piece of meat.
No, so it could be his meat's more expensive, whatever. Yeah, nowadays, it's hard to find a case where there's a real halal. So normally you'll be okay. But if you want to avoid the again, it's only meat. It applies to milk, applies to bread. If you want to change it, it tastes out of glorious bread. Sometimes they have weak moments.
And then run off and buy another piece of bread and put it in.
Yeah, so usually we're not choshish because it's not going to happen. And if he does, so as we know, they may come with their burger or whatever in their pocket. I said, and then what? They'll eat it. Why should they?
Use your microwave.
Then you get to the next shadow with
kids.
But you get to kids. It's a very legal issue with food. But again, food usually is okay. But again, it's another issue just to be aware of. From another advantage, we're going through different advantages. By eat, you won't have this. Although Shulchan Aruch does say that all these halachas, you have someone who wants a Jew. Still is a Jew, but he's not from anymore. It's worse than a guy.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. One of the few times you find a yid is worse than a guy. A yid that went off is worse than a guy. Mashallah, he needs a chasima, he needs a seal. A person that was from a yid and went off, he needs two seals. A guy needs one. All these things, from a Jew that went off is worse than a guy. That's another thing. And the main problem is the kelim. The kelim, Shulchan Aruch says, if you leave a guy in the house with a kelim, really, what do you have to do? Cash it, your entire house. Oven, pots, pans, cutlery. So Ramosha doesn't understand. The guy, he's fixing the carpet. What's he doing? So Ramosha says, you never know, he might be hungry. And Ramosha says, even if he's not hungry, he may, he's talking about someone looking after the kids. He says, the kids may be hungry and he'll be Mr. Helpful. You want supper, I'll meet you. Put some meat, put some milk, cook it up for your kids. So the kids have eaten stuff which isn't kosher, that's one problem. So Ramosha, you can't guarantee they haven't entered the kitchen, even if they're not meant to. Very interesting. Normally, you haven't learned Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't think that. Ramosha says clearly, that you've got a problem, you have to be choishish, the guy went to the kitchen, touched your kelim, even if he's not specifically working in the kitchen. So what do you do now? You've got to, Shulchan Aruch says, cash in the whole house, start again from scratch, cash in the house. What are you meant to do? You've got a big problem. So Rav Moshe has a hetter, he says that if you wait 24 hours, it's So you have to do. And it's not a ben yoima. A yoris is a sofik, and it's a gzeir drabonon. If there's any ben yoima, we make up. But when alva, but etzim be also. Relax, we've got another one or two out there. But the violet would be awesome.
Unless he told you he used it. I used the microphone.
Well, that may be worse, because once you know he's started, then you've got to worry about everything. So you've got a big problem. You don't know what he's used. Everything is... Shacharach says, all the kelim that are out of
So one
answer is, like we said before, it's a vinichas. You're in and out, again you have the heter. So as long as you're in and out, he thinks you're in and out, or he knows that you may come back any time, that's why it's a vinichas. If he knows you're out, I know someone just told me on last Thursday, sorry?
Can you have what you call it, the TSI, the way I left my pots and my feet?
So the Shacharach is about food. Kelim is a little bit harder because... He goes by the back where it was. Food, you know, you put meat down on the plate, you say, this meat's been touched. It's not lying in the way. Whereas a fork in the cupboard, you've got a fork, put something down, however you put it down, you put it down, a little bit harder. So someone told me last Thursday, they went away to China Stroll, and just the day they went, the builder called them up, they booked them in a long time ago, they're ready to start work. So he told me, fair, I left the guy. I said, what about the kelim? You got a problem. It's very rare to get. So some people want to be careful, so they unplug the microwaves, which they can plug back in, because they didn't realise they're not that stupid. Some people take the gas hobs piece off, you know, you got gas. I'm not sure how it works, some still work, some don't. But you gotta be careful, your person's moving into a new house, your builder's there. So if you're into vinichas, you're fine, that's the best. Come in and out, send anyone, send any, well...
If you have a cleaner there, can you say on her to tell you whether they've
used... No, if the goyim, no. Indeed.
It's not working for them. Clearly works for you.
No, still not. Still
she
not.
Knows.
The goyim know they're monos. We don't... It's funny, I just saw this morning, this afternoon, there was some kids here, and the Kelim mikvah, Tovlin Kelim. I don't know what the story was, but there was a goy with them. The goy was watching them. So it's a bit of a waste of time. We don't know who sent them. But these Kelim, your kids can toivel Kelim, but you need a yid to tell you that they actually did it. A goy's never them.
What age?
I don't know, they look quite young. Maybe they were just by mitzvah. There was a guy there, clearly a guy, and he was, I don't know what was going on there. And he was telling the kid to the next one, right, put them in the bags, and I was walking past that just this afternoon, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. A guy is known, I'm honest, you can't trust a guy. The guy says, yeah, they told them all, beautiful, it's a waste of time. So here too, the guy says that the other guy didn't touch the kelim, he won't help you. The best is when they can ask anyone, a kid has got an amonis clap of this, to go in, doesn't even need an amonis, he walks in and out. The guy knows there's a Jew on site, he's not going to start touching the kelim. But otherwise, people don't realize this. The kelim were brought, I remember a few times, by Rav, and someone came, and they asked the Shiloh going away, Yichud, and building it. I said, what about the kelim? No, the kelim, what's the problem with the kelim? All the kelim, out, drift, the whole lot. Cash rate, took you a long time. So unless you're around a week, you have 24 hours, but by Edson, you leave your kelim there, you're going to have a problem of the kelim as well. Another value of having a yid is Mechaim the Gvalt Gebitzvah of Yomitit and Schor, paying on time. Many times you have a yid in your house, and you want to pay them, it's a mitzvah to pay on time. Not always so easy. But the best is, what I do a lot of times, I leave the money on the table and tell him, look, if it's a goy, you're not going to do that. I assume. A yid, you tell him how much the job, between £50 and £200. Here's £200, take what you like, you'll probably take the whole 200. But at least you know you can trust them somewhat, and in kind of mitzvah as well. By a goy, the Arishan hold, there's a mitzvah of Pashas, there's no mitzvah, Arishan hold, there's no mitzvah of Yomitin Schari. So by having a goy, again, you won't become this mitzvah of Yomitin Schari. Finally, one interesting child I had to heed, who was doing, again I can't tell you what, he'll work out who, was doing something for me, and he was busy a long time, and then he told me, I need to have mincha. So I told him, you better go to have mincha, it's almost shkir. No, he's I'm very easygoing, he told me. I get down whenever. So he needs a minion. No, I'm easygoing about that too. Now, he was working for me. What do you do in such a situation? Because of you, he's not davening. Now, that's not such a great feeling. On the other hand, he took the job because of davening before, because he told me that he needs to break for mincha. So you end up with many of these times a little bit of a stuck situation with what you meant to do with your worker.
Because your case, better take a go with it.
Yeah, well, you would have the advantage of taking a go with no mincha. Yeah, at least after that you'd have the problem. But again, it's another thing to be aware of. When you take a yid, you gotta watch out. Actually, one of these papers, there's a story about this person that this kid was going off, and what to do. And she asked their friend if you could, the friend was a plumber, said, can you employ my son, work with you? And she writes there how the son had a whole turnabout because he used to pay him for davening as well. He told him the day starts at 8 o'clock with chakras, that's when we start paying. And it goes through with mincha, with marav, with seder for an hour. And the guy paid the whole day. 2 years later, this kid came back, a changed person, because he had a boss. It's amazing how a boss could change his life. Mm-hmm. Finally, she ended up one last story. This story always stuck with me, very, very interesting. Not so interesting, but it made a big impression on me. Many years ago, I was driving, I was in a taxi from Aix-les-Bains to Lyon, I was getting to Shavuot Brachos. It was all complicated story, and there was a taxi driver there, Yid, who took us, and he came to the Shavuot Brachos and it dragged on late. How come the kids? The kids on the way back, we're driving along, and suddenly he stops. And we're like, well, what's going on? Middle of the hard shoulder. He said, Chatzos, I want to say the Krishna here. Picked us up for Necht, and it was almost Chatzos Delilah. And it always stuck with me how he got a guy, he thought, a simple taxi driver, what does he know, what does he care? Belly wearing a capel. Chatzos, you got to say Krishna for Chatzos. So you see, you employ the right people, it could sometimes help you as well, make an impression on you. Okay.